We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Just because a lot of people out there are begging for tyranny doesn't mean they get to have it. We're a republic, not a democracy. If 51% of you vote to be thrown into wood chippers, well, I don't have to go. That's why we're a republic. Let's talk to Ron, former New York police. Is this the old Ron been calling for a decade? Ron, what's your take on this?
Well, my take on this is the following. As reported in the New York Times yesterday, so people get some idea what's going on, the Justice Department, it seems, over the last year has made a recommendation that all agencies that pay out benefit checks to people should, in fact, and I think this is what the administration is, one of the things they're going to put into effect real quick under his executive authority, executive powers authority, want these agencies that pay out checks to people to report these the medical information concerning these people into the FBI database. So you're going to have the medical experts, and of course that's sarcastic when I say that, at the FBI, they're now going to have the information of everybody that gets some kind of benefit.
Oh, no, your medical records are going to be shared with all of Homeland Security. That's
right.
37 agencies.
Right.
IRS, they're all going to have your medical records.
Right, and they're going to use them in punitive ways against you. So now what they've been doing to veterans for the last 13 years will now be done to Social Security recipients, pension recipients.
You know what? This is too important. Hold on, Ron. We're going into overdrive. We're going to keep rolling here, okay? A lot of stations still carry the fourth hour. I did it live for years. So stations are set to carry it. First hour gets re-aired in the in the fourth hour. We're going to continue, Ron. I'm going to put you on hold. This is so important. I want to give you the floor when we come back and talk about this, because some stations don't carry this segment, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to put you on hold. We're just going to continue rolling out through the hour here today because this is too important. And I've got some other news I want to hit on as well, and there's a big nightly news coming up tonight. You know, I've been so busy, I haven't even plugged things. Like, it's still not too late to give Christmas gifts that will wake people up this holiday season. You can get 10 memberships to prisonplanet.tv, 10 memberships for 59 cents a piece each month. That's $5.95 a month for 10 memberships. Operation Wake the Sleeping Giant. Buy one subscription and share with 10 people. 10 people can be logged in simultaneously with the same username and passcode. It is so elementary. You go create a simple username passcode that's unique to the site, and then you give people an e-card or a physical card saying, here is your documentary, film, and news website. This is amazing stuff. Go check it out. And chances are they're going to start watching it. They just go put in the username passcode. In seconds, they are watching. So you give yourself the gift. You give us the gift of helping pay for the bandwidth, and then you give the gift to 10 other people. Because it's 11 people, actually, is how we set it, can be simultaneously logged in, you and 10 others. I was corrected. It's 11. So it's really 11 memberships for the price of one, but whatever. You can be logged on with 10 other people, 11 memberships. So that's less than 59 cents a month. So there you go. For what it's worth, I'd say it really supports us. I mean, I guess it might pay for some of the bandwidth, but you know, 10 memberships for the price of one, we're not making any money there. Not that it's bad to make money, but my goal is to make money to expand our operation in the face of globalists. Believe me, folks, most people don't get on the air and say the type of things I say because they don't want to get killed or put into prison. And it is by the very grace of God that I'm alive right now. Believe me, I know it is God above is why I'm alive. And I'm just not even afraid of being killed or put in prison, because I know the government is running all sorts of evil operations against children, you name it. I do what I do for the children, because I know about the CIA torture rings. I know about the sex rings. I know about all the evil, and I am throwing myself against these people. Not because I'm a hero. My very guts cry out against the New World Order. And it's got to be done. And I'm here to get other people to resonate with what I stand for, to understand that they've got to get in the fight. And I'm here to declare war on the New World Order. They declared war on us. I'm here to let everybody know, like Paul Revere, hey, you're under attack. They declared war on us. Shields up. So be aware of it. A lot of people say, man, you're trying to scare folks. I don't think you're cowards. I think the globalists are already attacking you. So why not know they're attacking? I know it's scary to admit it, but it is what it is. We've got to defend ourselves. These globalists are pure evil.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. By calling 888-253-3139.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live here in our own in-house firearms expert and instructor. Matt Williams is going to pop in the next segment. He taught a few firearms classes this weekend, said it was just quiet as a church mouse, or nobody talking, gun shops overflowing with people, but ninja silent. This is the PSYOP where gun owners even feel guilty. Your guns murdered these kids. You did it. And, yeah, the new Ku Klux Klan is the NRA. You know, people need to kill them. There's mainstream news articles now covering, yeah, we're going to march on you, and we're going to take you down. And, Alex Jones, we're going to get your guns. We're going to shoot you. I'm like, really, you're going to shoot me because guns are bad. And, again, Jesse Ventura was on earlier. He pointed out, he goes, when people kill folks with cars on purpose all the time, do we blame Ford? Do you blame Ginsu knives and somebody stabs someone with them? I mean, knives kill more than guns every year. Sorry. Mass killings, 88 this year. 200 plus, according to insurance. I covered it last hour. From deer jumping in front of your car. But the media doesn't make it all scary. And all the reporters on the news, oh, we're so sad. Everyone's struggling with this right now. Look at this little child. Turn your guns in now. Meanwhile, we're predator droning and using Al-Qaeda and lining up little African children and hack. You've seen the kids in Libya hacked up with machetes because the bullets are too expensive when the Al-Qaeda folks are chopping up little black kids. Why don't you go, oh, but Obama doesn't go, I launched the Libyan operation and Al-Qaeda we put in is chopping up begging children with machetes. I mean, it's as fake as those North Koreans crying at Kim Jong-il's funeral. I'm sick of it. It is a giant psyop against the American people. A psychological warfare operation. I told you 3 weeks ago, the December issue of the magazine came out. It's sold out now, folks. And I said, this man wants your guns. He's going to use executive power to do it. Headline today, president set to use executive power to restrict guns. Importation, ban all, not just sale, but possession of surplus ammo. Oh, it's bad. Wait till Matt Williams gets in here. Let's go to a former New York police officer. He's given us a lot of good intel. I think Ron's been calling since about 1999, so I guess 13 years he's been a listener. And he gets through every once in a while, always gives us great info. I think what he was saying earlier, if you just tuned in, I can confirm everything he's saying. Ron, you got 3 minutes before I go to other calls. Tell folks the new mental health system and your doctor spying on you and how they're going to take all the veterans' guns. Rahm Emanuel has made the announcement. Go ahead.
Well, they're expanding it even beyond the veterans now. What they've been doing to the veterans since 1999 and what they're going to do to all Americans. This plan was on the shelf for the last year. The Obama administration didn't put it into effect because of the election, and probably they were waiting for an incident to exploit or an incident that they fomented to happen to exploit. But now they want any of the government agencies, all agencies that give out benefits like the Social Security Administration, but not limited to the Social Security Administration, to turn your medical records over to the FBI NICS database. So there goes medical privacy. And the Justice Department has the audacity to justify itself, as stated in this article, that this is lawful and proper. Now, these organizations, Social Security and more, have had these information and been doing this for many years. They have never done that and turned that information over. So now we have an administration that comes up with something, I think they use the term in Nazi Germany, novel legal theories, to get access to the database of people, their medical record, database their medical records, and turn them over to a law enforcement agency. Now, the historical examples of when that happened, and we know because this has happened through history, have been catastrophic when that happens, when they start databasing people's medical records.
Well, no, Hitler brought in all his tyranny in 33, 34 with medical tyranny. And Rahm Emanuel said, as White House chief of staff, remember, we played the video like 20 times. I won't play it again, folks, but I'll play it tonight on the news when we have time. He said, Ron, he said, we're just going to put you on a list now where you can't own a gun if we say so. I mean, it's totally dictatorial. And these idiot Obama supporters don't understand. They could already get free health care under the emergency clauses of state law. Again, my dad's a physician. I've had physicians on. They're that ignorant. The illegal aliens knew it. They don't even know. It doesn't give them that. And it gets rid of pre-existing conditions. Doesn't cover that. And it's doubling the premiums, as reported by Aetna and others. I mean, this is, folks, the screw job is going into light speed right now, Ron. Ron, what do you see happening? I mean, I've talked about my trepidation, what I feel, not just what I see. Is your spidey sense telling you get ready for the hammer?
Well, yeah, my spidey sense has been telling me that for the last few years. And I'm going to tell you right now, the second they start to organize medical records into a law enforcement database, the National Police Database, the FBI, you are going to be in for big problems. It's going to impact your Second Amendment rights, but you are kidding yourself if you think it stops there. This will metastasize like a cancer that metastasizes and reach out into other areas of social and public life.
The TSA has grown tenfold.
And the information will be passed along there. The bottom line is this is eugenic in nature. There's no doubt about it. The parallels in history are exact. And we should really be speaking out about this. And this was already on the back burner for the last year. He was just waiting for the right opportunity.
He isn't facing re-election. It is hammered down, folks. You just like Jamie Foxx said, hey, second term, it's the black side. We're going to kill you white people. And again, it's an attempt to get a race war going. If you oppose giving your guns up, you're Ku Klux Klan. If you oppose communism, you're Ku Klux Klan. They're using the exact communist model. Foreign megabanks are going to use communism to collectivize our wealth and conduit it offshore, Ron.
Something else here, Alex, too, as it concerns the NRA. All right, I don't want to really pounce on them, but I'm going to say something that I think people need to keep their radar up with that organization. All right, and I think they need to contact them. And let's just say give them a little encouragement to do the right thing, because the NRA has gone into the tank with certain political elements they shouldn't in the past. And you and I have discussed that, such as the 2007 so-called Nixon Improvement Act, which was anything but an improvement. Now, today, in today's New York Times, there's a report there that from the Cato Institute Brain Trust, which is referred to as a right-wing brain trust of some sort, this more or less in diplomatic double talk. And, of course, the Cato Institute, and there's some connections between...
No. The Republicans are going to cave in on inheritance taxes, on all the new VAT, on investment, everything. Because it's a globalist agenda. Is that what you're about to say? I didn't read the Cato report. The Republicans are bending us over right now.
Finish my remark. The Cato report more or less indicated that we should go along on this thing of turning medical records over to the FBI, that if there's something that needs to be sacrificed for the sake of something else, that's the thing that they...
No, I knew it. I got to jump to other callers. No, I knew it. No. The Republican signals are, come on, bring us down. I mean, they're bought and paid for. We're following a global plan. They've done this in other countries, but that's why I know the next phase. It's going to be hammered down, folks. They're going to stage terror attacks and blame it on us. They're going to just, it's going to be battle. And they'll probably release a bioweapon. Who knows how bad it'll be. It's just pray to God is all I can say. Because let me tell you something. I would not be up here on air. I would be hightailing it to Ireland or Switzerland. Not that they're perfect, but I would be, you know, doing the show every day from a studio in Europe. Only because I'm a target here. If I wasn't trusting in God right now, folks, I would be evacuating right now. Gone. Boom. I mean, this is a real tyranny. This is an evil, illegitimate government that's built re-education camps and bought 1.6 billion bullets. Okay? Ron, good to hear from you. Great points. Let's talk to Gio in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Gio.
Hi, Alex. This is my first time calling in. I just want to make a couple points, especially against the zombie propaganda. You end up watching any of these series on TV now. Whenever they're killing a child, a zombie child, they put it, so it's okay. They slow it down. You know, they drag it out more than the other, adult zombies.
No, that's the new fetish is killing children. They use zombies as a pretext to show cops mowing down citizens, getting you ready for Civil War collapse. It's used as a simulant to prepare the mind.
Absolutely. And, you know, the second thing, didn't the NRA back in the day ban human-shaped targets at gun ranges?
Yes, the NRA was founded by the Army after the Civil War because Northerners couldn't shoot as good as Southerners because they were more urban. And the NRA has been a Judas goat organization, according to Larry Pratt and others, and I agree with them, until recently they've gotten a better board. And we're going to have an NRA board member on in a couple days. I'll just leave it at that. We've had many of their board members on, but we need to keep the NRA honest. Thank you so much for the call. Great point. Let's talk to Mike in Tennessee. Mike, you ready to turn your guns in because Obama says he loves you?
Well, if you remember back in the 1800s, they used the demonization of the wolves in this country to carry out what was a cultural genocide against Native Americans, who at that time were occupying, you know, mineral-rich lands.
Yeah, they're now demonizing patriots.
Killing people, and they put a bounty on the wolves and started the extermination. Well, then, when the people were conditioned to killing something that had never killed anybody in this country, they accused Native Americans of invading.
Is that a wolf?
Well, that's my doorbell. Yes, he hears something, but yes. Sorry about that. But anyway, they utilize this creature to demonize another group of creature.
Sir, I'm going to let you go. Well, I'll put you on hold. I got to find out what's going on. That's a prank call or whatever. Anyway, it didn't sound like a wolf to me. Anyways, yes, they're saying gun owners, think of how asinine that is. Gun owners, you're the Klan. Gun owners, you need to die. NRA needs to have their director killed. That's in the news right now. People are like, that's right, let's kill them with guns. Yeah. Again, this is the new thing. Demonize gun owners, demonize them, because it's their last gasp. The gun culture is beginning to percolate up and win, and so they're panicking and are going to seize on anything they can. We're going to get a quick update after this break. On the other side with Matt Williams, our resident gun expert, and he's going to break down the attack legislatively that we can expect that's been announced, including taking your ammo. All this and more straight ahead. Turn your guns in. The government wants to protect you and loves you. They're good people.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 17th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1691.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1733.90, $866.95 for a half ounce, or $433.47 for a quarter ounce. That's $1733.90, $866.95, and $433.47.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Rising food prices, extreme weather, political and economic uncertainty. The one lesson learned by those who lived through Hurricane Katrina: if you're counting on your government to show up and take care of you in the event of a major disaster, you just might have to wait a long, long time. Will your family be ready in the event of an unexpected disaster or disruption? The best step towards preparedness is a quality storable food supply from Dry Harvest Foods. Dry Harvest offers healthy, high-quality storable food that you can depend on. Our food packages contain real meat, real butter, real cheese, with none of those cheap ingredients like soy protein substitutes. Dry Harvest has the highest calorie count per dollar in the industry, so you can feel confident and ready in these uncertain times. Some people worry, others prepare. Call Dry Harvest Foods at 406-587-4181 or visit callnow.org. That's Dry Harvest Foods, 406-587-4181, and visit callnow.org.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Matt Williams, I don't know, about a year ago, he said, watch, they're going to ban these semi-auto shotguns imported from Russia. Boom, they banned it. ATF saying they're going to ban most shotguns, anything that's bottom-loaded. They just say they don't need laws, they just make a rule. And they're announcing executive action on our guns. Matt, you've got a lot of gun shop connections. You've got connections into law enforcement. And you also teach concealed carry classes. This is a short segment. Tell people what to expect with the UN treaty and the rest of it.
Basically, like I was telling you earlier, expect Clinton revisited. but TSA style. They're going to go after a wider spectrum of weapons. They're going to go after more than just weapons, but magazines included. They'll also probably go after ammunition in some degree. The UN Small Arms Treaty is actually focused towards those kind of importations. A lot of people think the UN Small Arms Treaty is going to go after the guns. It has nothing to do with going after the guns they own. It has to do with all importation of guns.
And by the way, they don't. They've already, as you were saying, sold out of almost every assault weapon made.
The distributors are emptied out. They're waiting for manufacturers.
But I thought people were conspiracy theorists that they were going to restrict our guns.
Yeah, well, you know, it's honesty's brutal. You know, at the end of the day,
what are the gun shops like now? Tell me what you told me.
It takes an hour just to get to a hello from a sales representative to get a gun. Thankfully, I know a lot of people in the area, and I sort of, you know, whittle around my way and get what I need. But it's a rush. It's been a panic since the election. This has just made them all quiet. You go into a gun shop, and instead of like a lot of jovial, fellowship of gun owners, now you have a whole bunch of people who are almost made to feel ashamed of buying a gun.
I think it's more than that. I think it's dawning on people that we've got real authoritarians in charge.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's hammered down, and you watch how mindless Obama supporters are. They're going, "I get something free," and I'm like, "It's going to double your insurance, you idiot."
That's one of my biggest fears.
And they're so stupid.
Well, they're going to go after mindlessly after our guns too. I mean, like you said, they're going to go after pump action shotguns.
They're saying you're the Klan if you have guns.
Yeah, you're a hate group or something to that effect. You'll be criminalized. Everyone thinks that, you know, when guns are banned, they're going to come knocking on the door. Would never happen. You would lose 50% of law enforcement on day one, whether they get cut.
No, it's going to be incremental. SWAT teaming saying the person was planning something. They're going to call it terror.
Absolutely.
They're going to go, "Oh, terrorists," because I've seen all the drills with the military the last decade. It's always about a veteran wouldn't turn the guns in. Right. He made a threat. So they're just going to round us up incrementally. Or the state police pull you over for a broken taillight. "Oh, sorry, sir, come with us. You're on a pickup list." That's all admitted.
Yeah, well, one of the things I listen to TVs talk a lot about is the red flag events. And I could easily see, you know, we have NICS background check system set up throughout the entire country. You know, this is supposed to cover for criminals. This is supposed to cover for mentally, what they call mentally defective people, a whole host of people. It's easy to overlook these kind of checks and just allow things to happen. And that's where I start seeing a lot of what's going on compared to your red flag events is, you know, the system that's put into place isn't being turned on. And it's giving them the excuse because under hard times, people are doing crazy stuff like this. It's going to happen, and they know it. So they allow it to happen, and ultimately gives them an opportunity to create these new laws and new bills and new bans and new regulation and job security for big government. And it just gets crazy.
Do you think they'll be able to ram through? Because they're saying they want physically people to turn them in.
That's not.
So they're asking for 1 million miles, hoping to get a 500,000.
Right. Right. There's definitely going to be a ban. Assault rifles are going to take a huge hit. Importation. If you see any kind of assault rifle, quote unquote, come in from overseas, forget about it. They're going to go after that, and they'll probably get that. One of the things that's going to be set a precedence is they'll probably go after the M4, which has been commonly used, was used in the school shooting as well as the Colorado shooting, same type weapon type. It'll set a precedence because it'll be the first time that the government goes after a U.S. Army-issued weapon. I mean,
you're talking about the semi-automatic copy of a Colt.
The Bushmaster that they use, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But that would be like them going after a 1903 Springfield or M1 Garand or M1A that is a representation of the M14 that we used in Korea and Vietnam. So this is the first time they're actually going to go after guns that are made here in America.
Well, you notice they're dumping the medical records in now.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just going to say, "Oh, you went to a psychologist once. You can't own a gun."
Well, they have a lot of that already up. That's part of the NICS. The medical advisory board for each state actually has this. You're, as a physician, if you have anyone that you're prescribing certain drugs to, or whether it be psychotropic drugs or painkillers or sedatives, you have to report.
And by the way, he was refused. We now learn not 3, 5 times he tried to get guns.
Well, he got them from his mom at this point, from what I hear.
If you even believe any of this. I tell you what, stay there. We're coming back with calls. Get some headphones on, Admiral.
All right.
Get locked in. We're coming back straight ahead in defense of the Republic. I'm Alex Jones, your host, transmitting worldwide. It is 2:29 and 36 seconds deep in the heart of former Texas, FEMA Region 6, New World Order occupied territory. The transmission continues from Occupied Zone 6. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local stay house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com. before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are in overdrive here taking your phone calls. Again, I'm not just saying this to get everybody hyped up, a new exciting radio. The worst of the worst is coming true. This is a totally coordinated psyop against the Second Amendment that literally kicked off the starting of this country when they came to take the guns. Texas was founded when Santa Ana came to take the guns from David Ayers, one of my ancestors. The same story over and over again. And here's the deal. People aren't going to turn them in. They're going to try to use the new Homeland Security paramilitary force, because the real training is all about American gun owners. Gun owners, returning veterans, constitutionalists. That's in all the Homeland Security documents. Matt, I want to go back to calls here, but looking at the architecture of this, the good news is we've reached out to so many police. They're starting to wake up. But again, they use events like this as psyops to just supercharge. I mean, when they're putting on Fox Sports and NBC News that gun owners are, quote, Ku Klux Klan and need to be killed, when they are, I mean, this is some vicious rhetoric. People got to get back in the face of this. You were telling me off air. Well, I mean, tell folks what you told me off air about that.
Well, I mean, a lot of these individuals, a lot of the shootings that have been happening throughout the year, they're hitting high schools in some cases, movie theaters, things like that. And it's horrible. But when you hit one of our nurseries where our children, where innocent lives, just completely It's pure evil.
Well, that's punching the programming of a mammal.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter what your beliefs are, what your stance is. It impacts you. Everyone is hurting right now because of this.
Do you know about Operation Gladio, when our government targeted children in Europe as a pretext to demonize their political enemies and they'd frame patsies?
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Well, anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Now it's gotten to a point where you're even having pro-gunners sort of laying down their arms saying, you know what, a ban at least is worthy of talking about. So, as you said,
and then there'll be more shootings and they'll give up more. There's a blueprint to this.
Yeah, absolutely. I looked at a list the other day on Yahoo News, and it was a list of a timeline for 2012 shootings. And one of the shootings they put in there was the Empire State Building shooting, the one that was started by the cops, the ones where the cops shot 9 people and the other guy was trying to get away. That's a whole other.
Well, no, they say, that's the Nation magazine and the Justice Department. 88 dead, most of them gang related.
Mm-hmm.
30-something real mass shootings. Deer killed 200 people.
Yeah.
But again, it's irrational. It's like when the media says this is what you're supposed to do, they just say, open my wrist. It's the same thing. You're a racist if you don't like Obamacare.
It's an evil and in poor taste response.
Give me all the money in your wallet or you're a racist.
Well, ultimately.
No, I'm serious. Matt Williams, you're a racist if you don't give me your money.
I thought I was a nationalist.
Give me your, okay, you are a racist.
Well, the point is, I'm broke.
Give me your money or you're racist. Give me your money or you're racist. Folks, I want it witnessed right here. Give me your car or you're racist. I'm serious. Listen, I don't want to hear it. Give me your guns or you're racist.
That's what they're going to start telling
you. No, they're now doing that.
Yeah. They're asking for a death online. I mean, I'm seeing it.
And the NRA is shutting their websites down in Cower.
Everyone is cowering. Everyone is because.
I'm not.
Exactly. But, I mean, you have their mainstream people who are just part of the game, who are just laying it down saying, you know, it's just done in such poor taste, I have no defense for yourself because it's such a horrible incident.
And it's like, you did this, gun owners.
Yeah.
We're supposed to go, okay, here's my guns.
We're being blamed for doing this.
I didn't want to be in the Klan because I own guns. I never liked the Klan, but you said I'm a member of it. Here's my guns. Right. I mean, what does it even have to do with it?
Right.
Used car salesman should walk out and say, buy this car, you're a racist. Yes, sir.
Right. It's apparently a good tactic. It's been working for a couple decades.
Okay. Give me your watch or you're a racist. Come on. Prove you're not. Give it to me.
No, no.
Just to illustrate. Come on. You know you're racist.
Well, yeah.
Oh, come on. You're going to prove you're not racist.
My Latin girlfriend got this for me.
What are you bragging? Anyways, the point is, look at this, ladies and gentlemen. He proved he's not a racist. Good. You've proven yourself. Anyways, that's what they're doing. Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's to the point where they're just kicking us in the teeth.
Did you see Obama's fake crying?
Yeah, I didn't understand why he was trying to flick his tears out of the audience.
Well,
he's all,
No. Well, at first it was, it was just so
funny. I'll be honest, if I was in his position, it'd be like a waterfall. I couldn't imagine having to go and talk to all those families and then be put on TV.
It's like in Spies Like Us when they're caught cheating in the exam.
Right.
And they're going, heart attack! They're falling down. Excuse me, pin, please.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it was well scripted, but that's what happens when you vote in paid actors, you know.
Well, Obama actually really cares about us. That's why these idiots have no idea. Well, anyways, I want to go to phone calls, but here's the deal: we better get organized because they're going to take everything you've got. And a lot of people are like, "Well, I'll turn my guns in. I don't care." They want the guns because politically they're going to do things so horrible. They know that's going to cause a response.
Well, I mean, if you want just a quick briefing, what to look for if you're going to go out and buy stuff is anything that's imported that can hold 10 rounds or more. Any kind of NATO caliber ammo, whether it be 9mm, 5.56, also the 7.62, which is NATO caliber rounds. In retrospect, also the Soviet ammo, 5.45mm by 39 as well, 7.62 by 39. All those importations are at risk. Any kind of gun that's manufactured that is capable of holding 10 or more rounds within the next 6 months are going to be at risk. Stateside, the M4. If you're ever interested in owning an M4 type military type.
For those that don't know, that's an M16 semi-auto.
Yeah, it's a M4. Well, there's an M16. Second one would be the M16A2, then the M16A3, and then they designated the M4. But yes, it's basically a Eugene Stoner design. If you want one, buy one, because they're not going to be around long. Shotguns, anything semi-automatic, anything.
By the way, it is the AR-15 that witch Feinstein and is holding up, going, "We're gonna get this. I'll get you and your little dog too."
She's been carrying a gun since she's been talking about not carrying a gun. She's been carrying one.
It's been on record, yeah.
Yeah, she's a CHL holder.
She's a pig.
Yeah, she's a slob. She's basically.
Let me ask this question. Israel gets our tax money to put M16s in lockers in all the classrooms so the Palestinians, you know to target a school.
Mm-hmm.
Why can the Israelis have M16s in schools but we can't? That's what Pigstein should be asked.
I don't think they give their kids a medal for participating, and at the same time, it's, as they said, the generation has been spanked. So that's what we face. We have a lot of Americans who, frankly, in the last 30 or so years have just become weak, and it's been something with the mentality and the environment.
But, I mean, they know right now, have the sheriff train and deputize whoever wants to be in the school, and then that's the end of it.
That would be logical to actually implement a deputy officer. I went to a really bad high school, so we actually had a substation in our high school. Didn't stop shootings, didn't stop stabbings, and didn't stop drug activity. So
you were in, what was it, Miami or
South Miami, yeah. Southridge Senior High. It was back in the 80s in South Florida, so it had its problems altogether.
E. Howard Hunt always called it Miami, so that's why I called it.
My grandma called it that. She's from Texas.
Miami. Let's go ahead and go to some phone calls here. Let's talk to who's been holding the longest. Rob in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Are you looking forward to turning your gun in because Obama cares about the children? Sounds like he is. He's already left to go turn him in. Rob, go ahead, sir.
I'm here, buddy. I'm here.
Okay, we're not screening your call. You go right on air.
I wanted to say that my sister lives in Connecticut. She's a school teacher, probably about 24 miles away from the shooting that happened. Glad she's all right. I wanted to say that I'm sad for the victims. I also wanted to say or ask some questions about, you know, what am I supposed to do if they come for my guns or come for my neighbor's guns? I mean, what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed
prove
to
prove you're a good citizen and go down in the pit like they did in Nazi Germany and just open your shirt up and say, please, please kill me? I mean, that's what a patriot does, is you turn your guns in and you worship communism. I mean, that's freedom, sir. No, I mean, we fight politically now to expose this illegitimate government, and we make them fight for every inch. We've been reversing them on the Second Amendment. That's why they've been so desperate and are coming after the guns now and are going to do it in an authoritarian fashion. The gun culture's been winning. All the women's magazines are women with guns now and shooting. Matt, talk about that. I mean, hasn't the gun culture been the only beachhead of liberty left?
It really has been, because once you take that away, you can kiss your First Amendment.
But, I mean, that's where we've been gaining ground. The gun culture's been taking over.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a steady decline of support of any kind of anti-gun measures. Ever since 1968, it's been, you know, went from like 76% or 72% and dropped all the way down. Now we're currently at an anti-gun culture of only like 36 or 37.
That's right. Wow, you know your stuff. That's right. But then they're going to try this hoax of, oh, it's a mandate. Everyone wants to turn their guns in. The polls don't show that.
Absolutely.
The point is, you're not getting our gun dirtbags.
You're voting for someone. They're getting into office, and then ultimately they just joined the good old boys club, and they're sitting there.
And the Republicans are trial ballooning, taking your guns.
It's not even the Republicans. It's not just the Democrats.
No, but I'm saying
all of them.
Exactly. But I mean, the Democrats are the tip of the spear, and I'm saying there's only a few Republicans speaking out, like Gohmert of Texas. They're like, how dare you say arm the teachers? That's insane.
When I keep on seeing, laws being passed and how they explain how laws are being passed and how it goes from one, legislation over to another legislation, I just don't believe it. I adamantly think, feel, and have seen certain things been done and handled like a drug deal to the point where they're just handing over money to get stuff done. And that's exactly.
Exactly. And they want our guns so they can really take our freedom.
And if they had any good taste about them, they would at least allow a time to mourn these poor children that died.
No, they jump right on
right
it,
into it
with Obama like a wolf wanting to use those kids. Let's say the names now. Hopefully their lives will mean something by getting the guns.
Well, and what I read on one of the reports is that the mother has actually was state required to go through a parenting education course. Now, if that was the case, that should red flag them on NICS. She had three guns. She had an assault rifle. She had two handguns. NICS is supposed to pick up stuff like that. How come it didn't?
Look, it's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous.
That's the FBI.
They are the fourth strongest state on gun control.
Well, and ironically, it's where most of them are manufactured. Connecticut.
Well, here's the deal. You better let the gun lobby know we want absolute defense of the Second Amendment. Number one, I've shown the statistic like five times. I've got it right here in my stack. you have a almost three times better chance of dying from a deer jumping in front of your car than from a gun in a mass shooting.
You have a better chance to be shot by a cop than dying in a mass shooting.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Listen, the cop that got killed at Walmart here, the guy was on a bunch of psychotropics, it came out later. They always are. I mean, a cop just walks in, you just shoot them for no reason. They're, of course they're whacked out of their brain. Even if you're an evil person, you're going to get killed or go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
These people, when some sergeant climbs the wall at night and goes and kills 16 people, I said he'll be on drugs. Turned out psychotropic steroids and that malaria drug that they took off the market because it makes you crazy.
You know, the more I keep looking at everything and hearing everything and seeing all these reports coming into different types of violence, whether it be done by this person or that person, you know, I sometimes feel bad because I become part of the problem and turn into a zombie and walk into my house and just close the door because I just want quiet.
Yeah, well, you know what? These globalists aren't getting our guns.
No.
And we got Larry Pratt on tomorrow. We're going to stop them. Let's go to George in Connecticut. George, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
There. I have a personal connection, but before I wanted to go into that with the incident, I want to make some suggestions. Why don't we ask some of your listeners in Israel to do interviews over there, what they do in the similar circumstances in schools, have videos, and also maybe in Switzerland where everybody's packing guns, what they do there, which I have Swiss friends and I have Swiss heritage, and see how many incidents they have.
Well, they have the lowest crime rate in Europe and one of the lowest in the world, and the answer is everyone by law is required to have full auto, and then they've all got underground bases with hand grenades and rocket launchers, and no one would dare invade them.
And then take those videos and with people that you know, millions of listeners, send them to every one of these cowards like Schumer and whatever and send them to them and send them things. Well, this is what we want. We want real protection, not disarmament. And on the other thing is you should cook up with people who are basically going against us and saying, look, there's the drug thing. Gary Knoll, which is out of New York and California, your friend, the health ranger or whatever he is, he has a connection with him. He was talking about this about 15 minutes, a flaming liberal, really good guy, but he was saying, look, 95% of these incidents all around the world have been proven that when they shoot up people and kids and things like that, they're all drug-related. Why aren't we focusing on the drugs these
days? No, I agree. Drugs. We need to say, listen, you come after our guns. This is a war against the serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Listen, they're trying to make 50% of the kids go on the drugs now. That's under New Freedom Initiative. And then, look, suicide is rising. The more people go on these drugs, because it says on the insert makes you commit suicide. We're giving people suicide pills.
Or homicide pills.
Well, they do that too.
Remember Chantix?
Yeah.
Okay, when I quit smoking the first time. When I quit smoking, I did it on Chantix. But I would be in situations where literally, I mean, I'm not even going to describe how I lost my temper, but I was losing my temper. And then one day I was watching a commercial and it says, oh, may cause psychotic episodes. May cause psychotic.
No. All these SSRIs and SRIs, they say psychotic episodes.
Right.
They are murder, death, kill pills.
Right.
Here, let's give everybody murder, death, kill pills and then wonder why it's not 95, it's like 99.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to find a case where there was a mass school shooting where they weren't on these drugs. Yep. Notice they try to keep it quiet now, but you know he was under psychiatric care.
Yeah.
Great point, sir. What was your other point?
Okay, so if you took those 2 points and started mailing this to these people, whether Schumer or whatever, the reporters that are all trying to say we should disarm, I think that'd be a powerful point. On the personal point, my best friend was actually dating one of the kid up in that school. They only a couple of blocks away, they could hear the hundreds of shots and things like that. I mean, I don't want to go into the trauma the poor woman had. But the thing is, if she was that close and she was armed, don't you think she could have run the 2 blocks down the street and popped this guy if she was armed?
I will guarantee you that if I heard gunshots coming out of school and I had a gun nearby, there is no stop. Matt, what would you have done if you were driving by and saw this?
I would have gone in. Anybody, I mean, anybody of decency would have gone in there. Even if you didn't have a gun.
What would you do if you were on an airplane and guys pulled box cutters up?
You know, I would first probably cry because all the TSA stuff I had to go through to get on that damn plane. But after that, I would probably really lose my temper to the point where I would be what we call chemically unstable.
Well, I mean, my point is that, I mean, I've been in a lot, I'm not saying I'm a tough guy, but I've been in a lot of big knockdown dragouts. I know somebody pulls a knife on me, I'm going to stomp there. I mean, it's like, oh, you just pulled out a weapon. You just gave me King Kong power.
Oh, yeah.
Because when people got weapons, it's, I mean,
it's carte blanche. At this point,
judicial
office.
When I got in fights with people my size, I couldn't, when they started it even, I couldn't get going. Well, a couple big guys attacked me, look out, man.
Yeah, that's the thing. We come from a generation where we were told, hey, never throw the first punch, but you better throw the last. And, you know, just because they're that big, they hit the ground that much harder. So, I mean, yeah, you pull out a gun or a knife, I've been stabbed. I've been shot at. So let's go.
Anyways, great point, sir. Appreciate your call. We'll jam in a few final ones here in this next segment, healthcare news and shooter and CIA. Yeah, we're getting reports. The dad is this high up banker at GE, which has a big banking division. And the mother has some shadowy connections. We haven't confirmed it yet, but it looks like. Well, they're saying she was a CIA analyst. You know the Batman shooter? He was in a government mind control program on record, a DARPA program.
Was it DARPA?
Fully paid. Yeah, Department of Defense. And then they put an Air Force a top psychiatrist over him.
That's crazy.
That definitely staged, man.
DARPA is, you know, they'll give us the microwave and then they'll give us the psychotic Batman. These people, they need direction.
Man, I tell you, one thing's for sure, this isn't a boring time to be alive. I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, we are facing some crazy times. For all of you that want tyranny, this is what you want, this is what you get. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Get ready, America. The collectivists do want to bring this country down, and once they get our guns, they're going to put you in a forced labor camp. That's in the new Army manual. That's what they trained for. And it's all part of, you know, oh, this patriot killed some children after the gun ban. Put them all in a camp. I mean, if it's for the children, I guess we better go to the camp. I'm showing up willfully. Put me in the forced labor. I want to prove I'm good. Like those people in Nazi Germany, you've seen the films where they have their hat and bow politely to the soldiers as they run into the pit with other dead bodies and are polite. Okay, shoot me now. And to show you're patriotic, that's what you should do. You should send Obama a postcard saying, put me in a forced labor camp, blow my head off, just like Bill Ayers talked about doing 25 million Americans. I want to prove I love you. Murder me. How does that sound, Matt?
I'd rather take self-immolation.
Man, I'm just out of control. By the way, we went all over Austin where we put 70,000 of these on the streets. We had our distributor go to dozens and dozens and dozens of locations. Almost all of them were gone. But we were able to get 3,000 off the streets of Austin because they're such a – well, these sold out. We pulled the ones out of San Antonio. They sold out. At cost, this man wants your guns. The December issue, at cost, in bulk, there's 5,000 3,000 left of those, and then 600 they held back for a few more subscriptions. I forget. The point is, Weldon Henson just told us during the break. How many did he say?
He said 3,000. Did I tell you the story about my daughter when she picked one of those up and brought one of those home?
No, you didn't.
She comes home with one of those. She throws it down on the table with that the cover pointing up, and she's like, look, Daddy, still causing problems.
And that was 2 weeks ago.
And she just turned 9. But and my 9-year-old can recognize this. And there's
she can recognize the enemy?
Yeah, and there's over 50% of America that can't. So
don't you want to be collectivized?
I'm not going to let her become that way.
No, but the government loves you.
Mm.
All those medical experiments on children, those were done because they care about us. Okay, so we got 3,000. And 600 they pulled back to sell as part of the subscription. If you want it that way, InfoWarsStore.com. Let's fight these people. Let's expose them. Let's have our fighting spirit. Let's not give up the Second Amendment because Lord Obama said so and cried. But he cried. Let's turn it in while he smart groans everybody. Ryan in California, healthcare news. Go ahead.
Yeah, that Obama thing was ridiculous. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to let you know about a really disturbing trend that's been happening that Peter Sinai actually set as the president. They've been denying medical marijuana patients transplants, and this whole electronic healthcare records thing just really seems to be out of control.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Well, this is the new system. You don't like the government having all your records and then mixing them with other databases? I mean, Nixon almost went to jail for having healthcare records. What's wrong with every agency having it? It's freedom. It's liberal. What are you mad, Mitt Romney lost? Huh? Has nothing to do with anything. They just say that. They go, we won, you lost. Ah-ha! He smart drone you. Ah-ha! I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, they offered up to $55,000 for the new healthcare or EMR electronic medical records initiative through the stimulus package. And I recently spoke with someone who's a Medicare patient who was being questioned by one of the major healthcare networks about whether or not they use medical marijuana for their Medicare records. So they're really trying to push down on this.
Obama tripled the raids in California on marijuana because he's cool. I mean, he is so cool. He got a Peace Prize, Matt. Did you hear?
He's looking too, they say.
Well, did you hear? He got a Peace Prize.
They gave him a Peace Prize.
No, I mean, he's a good man. He cares about the kids. When they smart bomb him and blow their lower mandible off to give Al-Qaeda control of Libya and they scream for mommy out of a bloody hole in their face, he loves them. Don't you have a heart, Matt? I mean, Obama wants your guns because he cares, and so does... So does Bloomberg. I mean, they're not tyrants. These are good men.
Paid actors.
No. Turn your guns in.
I will.
Remember, they were never going to come for them, but now they are. We were wrong about that because we were right.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.